Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agricultural operation with the No-Till in the Plains AIM Symposium, presented by Green Cover Seed, Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas. Featuring Odette Menard, Jay Fuhrer, and Brian McCornack, learn how to build a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th, and save with combination discounts. Register now at notill.org.
The cattle futures market finished the day looking tired here as we closed lower across the board in live cattle and feeder cattle. March feeders were down 7 at 123.67, roughly a dollar off the high and a dime off the low. The 50-day moving average is 121.40, so we're still about $2.20 off the 50-day moving average, and a lot of the trade is looking for that to try to go test that to find support. The cash market was 118 this week in the south, 188 dressed in the north. There's still some asking at 120, but it looks like most of all is going to be 118, which was about steady with last week. And midday, box beef prices were higher, 22 higher in choice, 61 higher in select. Now, that's the highest beef we've seen since this summer, since July. So the beef market as a whole looks like there's a pretty good demand. Packer margins are still really high at $150 a head. It's about $5 higher than where they were last week at this time. So the beef market overall, despite a little bit of a setback the last couple of 4 or 5 trading days, it overall looks like the fundamentals are still pretty stout here overall. We also look at the pork complex as it's a competing protein. It's been rallying since about the same time in October. It got as low as about 55 cents. It's already rallied back about 13 all the way to 68 cents in the April hogs.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market today was mixed here. We had wheat, the strong one. Kansas City July was up 7.5 cents at 456.5. The Chicago wheat up about 6 to 6.5. Corn 1 to 2 higher, and then soybeans 3 to 4 cents lower. The winter wheat conditions, it seems not only here in the U.S. are struggling a little bit, but also in the Ukraine. The Ukraine yesterday said that they were losing about 5 to 6% of their wheat acreage. Didn't sprout, and they're probably not going to replant. And so that's helping the market. And then the crop conditions, of course, are about 52% less in the good to excellent category here in Oklahoma than they were last year at this time. So there is some trouble there. The next USDA report will be January 12th. So we've got about a week away from that. It'll be next Thursday. So that could change some things up. And then the hedge funds still short the wheat, 104,000, short about 98,000 contracts of corn. Long beans, seems like the open interest in those contracts are coming down a little bit, which could suggest that there is some hedge fund rebalancing going on. And looking at the market action today with the beans lower and corn and wheat higher, that kind of indicates that that's going on. And kind of the surprising outside factor here today is cotton. Cotton's rallied. It's down 26 at 73.82, but it's rallied about 2.5 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.